Which forms of travel do Facebook users appreciate the most in times of COVID-19, Mr. Raschke?
As we all know, the COVID-19 pandemic has had a major impact around the world, and travel has been one of the earliest and hardest hit industries. We at Facebook do see shifts in how consumer behavior is changing nowadays, and which forms of travel gain more momentum, and which ones are now less favorable because of the pandemic. We recently commissioned a study, which was conducted by Kantar, to analyze those shifts in depth. And I'd like to share some of our findings and what this means for people and businesses in the travel industry. The study runs over a 6-month period and started in May 2020, as COVID-19 was already present around the globe. We're seeing 5 microshifts in the travel industry, of which I'd like to talk about a few. We are speaking of shifts because we did the same research back in 2018 before COVID-19, which allows us now to compare where behavior has changed or remained stable. Not all shifts are radical. Consumer behavior is evolving and changing, but it's too early to say which behavior will also sustain in a post-COVID world. Hence, we are calling those trends micro shifts on purpose. The first microshift we are seeing is how travelers in Germany have shifted their travel preference to rural, suburban, or beach locations over urban ones. More than half of all travelers we asked in Germany stated that their next trip will most likely take them to a more rural location, often international. 2 years back, the split between urban and suburban locations was about even. This microshift comes at no surprise to us, given that the biggest outbreaks happened in major cities, and also in respect to the fact that many of the most severe consequences, like a full lockdown, applied often to cities, not necessarily to less urban areas. Our advice for marketeers is to inspire people with more rural and less crowded locations in their creative strategy to reflect that shift. The second shift is around the importance of booking flexibility and customer service. Consistent with our research 2 years back, value for money and quality remain the top 2 attributes that are important to travelers when considering brands. What is new compared to previous findings is that 68% of consumers in Germany now rate flexibility as very important, higher than convenience. Many consumers in Germany are also willing to pay a premium for the added flexibility. Additionally, people now place a much higher importance on the ease of reaching customer service, 61%, and I'll make a quick detour here because regardless of travel forms, the importance of customer service and connecting with customers in real time is crucial these days. Many call centers of travel companies saw massive upticks in inbound requests, often more than 5 times the usual volume. People wanted to learn about cancellation policies, rebook their planned trips, get refunds, or know what to expect at the airport or hotel in times of wearing masks and keeping distance. Call centers were simply not equipped for that high level of demand, and even if they were, customers don't want to spend hours waiting for an agent. Messaging, which often is heavily automated, proved to be a great scalable way for travel companies to connect with their customers at their time and give them the information they need. One very recent example is Iberia's WhatsApp-enabled digital assistant, which is called iBot. It's now serving people in 50 countries, and it has helped increase customer satisfaction and make its customer care channel much more efficient than it has been in the past. Back from customer service to the microshifts, sustainability continues to be very important to consumers when considering travel brands, especially among the younger demographics. Among German travelers, 39% say that environmentally friendly practices are extremely or very important when considering travel brands. This number even goes up to 45% when looking at the age group of 18 to 24. And globally, among Gen Z and millennials, this is the most important thing to them. 79% said sustainability is much more important now. And from our point of view, it will be very interesting to see if this shift will sustain for several months into a post-COVID-19 world. We advise marketeers to demonstrate responsible ecotourism and sustainable travel practices to attract younger travelers in particular. To conclude, from our point of view, it goes without saying that travel behavior is changing and that other forms of travel are growing in appeal. However, it's also too early to speak about permanent changes. What will be most important for the immediate future is to stay close to customers, provide reassurance, and communicate with the right tonality. We'd be happy here at Facebook if we can do our part to help travel businesses master change and re-emerge from this crisis.